Yud Beis. So we got to the very top. The new Mishnah says, a makdish nechasa, a person who is makdish his property, doesn't specify what he's makdish exactly. The haya behen, among the property, the articles of clothing and houses and whatever else, dvar ruin the karbanos tzibur, and there are some things that are fit to be karbanos tzibur. So the halach is, and we saw yesterday, that's a reference to ketores, because all animals, even though they can be brought as carbon tzibur, they can also be brought for carbon yachid. There's only one thing that can only be used for carbon tzibur and never for carbon yachid. That's the ketores. So he has some spices that could be used for the ketores. So the halacha is, if he wants, he could yinasu l'umnim. He could use these this ketores that's on his property now that he made hektesh to pay the workers of fixing up the Beis HaMikdash bischar, as a form of payment for them. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva holds that you can use a hektesh fund to pay off the workers of the Beis HaMikdash. Comes along Amarlo ben Azeh. Ben Azeh argues and says, Eina hi amida. This is incorrect. You cannot use hektesh funds to pay a person's salary. Ella, what you would have to do if you want to use it to pay the salary, do the following. And this is what we saw yesterday. Mafrishin mehem, you separate the ketores that's kadosh now from my property, whatever the value is, I want to pay the worker. So let's say I want to pay the worker $100, so I set aside ketores that I'm now it's hektesh for my property worth $100, and which is equal to the schar umnim. And now a mechalin osan, I take the kedusha of the ketores amos umnim on other coins. So now the ketores is chulin, and the coins have kedusha. Venosin al-Sam, now give the Ketores, which is now Chulin, the spices really, give it to pay the worker. Now the worker, I'm the worker, I've got the Ketores. And then Chosim Lokin al-Sam, Mishum Chadashim. Now the Beis HaMikdash buys back the Ketores from me with the new Shkalim from the new year. So I get the Shkalim, and then the Ketores goes back to the Beis HaMikdash with new Kedusha that comes from the Shkalim from this year. That's what we discussed yesterday as well. But this is the Mishnah here in Yud Beis.
The Shkalim are not Hekdash.
Now once it comes to my possession, the hektesh is transferred onto the ketores, and now the kishkalim are chulin at this point. So then the Mishnah says, "Hamakdish nechas, a person now is makdish his property, v'haya behen behema, and among his properties there is an animal, ru'uyal al gabe mizbeach, an animal that has no blemishes, an animal that's fit to be brought on the mizbeach, whether it's a zecharim or nekevos, males or females. The males are roi for an ola, and the females are roi for a shlamim." So what do you do? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer has zecharim yimachu l'tarchei olos. So the males, you don't bring the actual male animals as a carbon, but you sell the animals, and that money is used to bring olos. And the nekevos yimachu l'tarchei zivchei shlamim. And the female animals, you don't use them for the actual carbonos, but you sell them, and the money is used to buy shlamim. Udmeim, that money is yipluim shar nechasiv. And all that money falls together with the rest of his property. The Bedek Abayis, and all that money is used, the leftover money is all used now for fixing up, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Comes along Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Zecharim Atmam Yikru Olos. You actually bring the animals. I'm Makdish my property. And there are male animals on my property. Those animals themselves are used as a carbon ola. But the Nekevos, the nekevos are not brought, but instead you sell these nekevos and use the money, yavi b'demehem olos. And the money is used for olos, v'shar nechasim yiplu b'degabayis. And all the money, other money on his property, will be used to fix up the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so the Gemara now says, the Mishnah continues to say, Amar Rabbi Kiva, roe ani es divrei Rabbi Eliezer midivrei Rabbi Yeshua. I prefer the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer over the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer was the first opinion. What's the reason? So Rabbi Eliezer hishrei es midosav. He was consistent because he said, and you don't bring any of the animals up. Both the males and females are sold to bring other animals. As opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, chilek, he divided. The male animals are carbon. But the female animals are sold, so there's an inconsistency there. So Rabbi Akiva preferred the position of Rabbi Eliezer. So Amar Rabbi Papayas, Shemati, Es Divrei Shneim. I think they're both true, but it depends on the circumstances. How so? So Amakdish Beferish. The person says explicitly that my animals and my property are Hektesh. So that case, he thinks like Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Because from the fact that I mentioned animals, along with nechasim, I'm coupling them together. So just like my nechasim are not brought as a carbon, so it's my animals not brought as a carbon. Rather, I'm intending on selling the property and behema that the money should be used for carbonos. But if I say hamakdish tam, I don't specify. I say I'm just makdish my property, and I don't include animals with the property. In this case, he holds like kidivrei Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you bring the actual zachar, the animals, the male animals, as a carbon. Then the Mishnah finishes off saying hamakdish nechasiv ayu ben dvar meruin legabe mizbeach, such as yenos u'shmanim, hamakdish on my property. And among my properties, I got oil and wine, the ofos and birds. So in this case, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yimachru letzarchei osa amin. So you sell each one, the oil, and the money's used to buy oil. I sell the wine, the money's used to buy wine, each to its own type. The yavi b'demein olos, and then then the money's used to buy olos. Ushar nechasim yiplu bedekabayis, and the rest of the property is going to be used to fund the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara now says, Hamaktish v'chulei, the Karbanos Sibor. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, what's the case if Hamaktish my property? What's something on my property that's right only for Karbanos Sibor? So the Gemara says, Ashkoyach, thank you. The Gemara says, a Ketores. The Ketores can only fit the Karban Sibor, but can't be used for the Karban Yachid. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And that's referring to the Ketores. But Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, he says, no, Tifater, he answers it, Buman Mishal Beis Aftinus Shaya Notel Bascharo Ketores. We saw this yesterday, that this money actually can be used to pay off the workers in the Beis Aftinus, which was the place where they'd work on the Ketores, or the Beis, I guess it isn't mentioned here, but just the Beis Aftinus. So Gemara now says, my time with the Ben Azai. What's the reason why Ben Azai, who argued on Rabbi Akiva, and he felt that you cannot use Ketores to pay the workers. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, if I'm makdish my property, and in my property there's Ketores, so you could take that actual Ketores and pay off the workers. And because you could use Ketores to pay off workers. Hekdesh could be used to pay off workers. But Ben Azai says you can use Hekdesh to pay off workers, because he holds, my time at the Ben Azai, she'ein ha-hekdesh mischalel al-hamlacha el-ahamos. If you're going to use hektish, it needs to be chal on something tangible. My work is not tangible, so kedusha can't fall upon my work. It can only be chal on an object. So for that reason, Ben Azai says you first have to remove the kedusha from the ketores and put it on a coin. Now the ketores is chulin, you could pay off the workers. But chulin, rather, if the ketores itself is kadosh, you can't pay the worker. There's nothing for it to be chal on, the hektish to be chal on. So Gemara now says, Taman Tanina, there's a mission Tamur that teaches us that there are many differences where kachim is beach, which are animals, are more chamer than kachim betek abayis, as opposed to money used to maintain the base of Migdash. And there's the opposite. There's certain chumers that betek abayis have that kachim is beach don't have. So what are some examples? So the Gemara says, Yesh bekachim betek abayis shestam hekdeshos. What's unique by kachim betek abayis? That if you say stam hekdeshos, I don't specify what it's for, so everything, even the animals, the Levetic Abayis, everything goes for the Bedek Abayis. And Hekdesh Bedek Abayis is Chal HaKol. It's Chal on everything, on rocks and stones and wood. Bedek Abayis falls on anything. And Mo'alin Bigudulehem. And also, a Makdesh, an animal, let's say a chicken, and the chicken lays an egg. So the Hekdesh also is in Gidule Hekdesh, on the eggs as well. So these are some of the Chomers that Bedek Abayis has more, it's more expansive, more pervasive than that of Kodshe Mizbeach. And furthermore, Vein Bahen Hanal Lekohanim. While Kachim is Bach, which is in essence a carbon, the Kohen gets Hanah from that carbon because he eats certain parts of it or gets the hide. Kachim Bedek Abayis, there's no Hanah that the Kohen gets. All the Kachim Bedek Abayis is when you redeem the value off it, that money is going to be used for the Bedek Abayis and the Kohen gets no Hanah. Marna says, Amar B'chananya, he says, Rabbi Eliezer, this idea that Hestam Hektesh for Bedek Abayis is Chal even on animals, that's Rabbi Eliezer. The Mishnah tells us that Hamaktish Nechasiv, by Maktish my property, V'hayisah Behen, and among the property, there's a Behemah Ruya Agabe Mizbeach, So the Zacharim and Nukevos, the male and female animals in my property. So Rabbi Leah Zer Omer, Zacharim, Yimachu Latarche Olos, and Nukevos Yimachu Latarche Zivrei Shlamim. That you sell the animals, and the money is used for the Olos and Zivrei Shlamim, respectively. Udimeim Yipluim Shar Nechasim Lebetek Bayis. And the money is going to be part of the regular fund, the other money, we part of the regular funds of the Bedek HaBayis. So you see from here that Bedek HaBayis is chal on everything, even on animals. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So comes along now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, time of the Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer think that Bedek HaBayis can be chal on an animal that's tamim? So he answers, because the Pasuk says, V'ish ki yakdish es beiso kodesh l'Hashem. Person's makdish his property, his house. B'me ani kayamin. What is this Pasuk referring to? In Bibbeis Deir, if it's referring to a house, the house itself receives Kedusha. Kfar Kasa, the Pasuk already tells us elsewhere, Vimha Makdish Yigal Es Beiso, person's Makdish's house, he redeems it. So we already know that a house can be Kadosh. So what's the Pasuk mean, V'ish Ki Akdish Es Beiso Kodosh L'Hashem mean? Ela Ki Anin Kaimina, it must be referring to Vimakdish Nechasiv, a person's Makdish all his property that's in his house. And Mikan Shestam Hekdeshos Lebedek HaBayis. And here we say that a person's Stam Makdish property, it falls for the, it's used to fund the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's on animals as well. So then the Gemara says, there's a Machlokas, how to understand the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua had a Machlokas in the Mishnah. What were they arguing about again? They wanted to know, if I'm Makdish my property, what do I do with the animals? So again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, I sell the animals, the Nekevos and the Zacharim, and the money is used for the Bedek HaBayis. Both animals I sell, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, when it comes to the Zacharim, I use the actual Zacharim for Karbanos Olos, but the Nekevos I sell to use for Shlamim, and the money is used for the Bedek HaBayis. So what's the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? So Amar Rabbi Zeira explains, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav b'ma pligan, and what's the machlokas here, b'makdish nechasiv, only when I'm makdish my property, all my property, my field, my house, my clothing, about makdish edro, if I'm makdish my flock, I'm makdish my animals only, so then, kol ama mode shu mizbech, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Eliezer will agree, that the zecharim will go to the karbanos. It's only when I'm makdish stam, does Rabbi Eliezer think, that even the male animals, I have to be poda. But again, if I say I'm makdish edro, I'm focusing on only my animals, so then even Rabbi Eliezer thinks there's a kedushas guf on the zecharim, and the zecharim will go as a karbon, just like Rabbi Yeshua says in general. That's Rabbi Zeira's understanding of this machlokas. Comes along Rabbi Ba, and he argues, he says, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, ma pligan, where are they arguing only b'makdish edro? No, the whole machlokas is when you're only makdish your animals. In that case, Rabbi Yeshua says the animals are, or rather Rabbi Eliezer thinks that all the animals are poda, and you use the money. And Rabbi Yeshua thinks the charim go for olos. But if it's a case of avav makdish nechasiv, I say all my property is hekdish, so in this case, kol amad modi, everybody agrees to levetek abayis. In this case, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree that the zacharim are not used for olos, rather all the animals are sold, and the money is used for bedek abayis. So I'll dig to the Rabbi Zeira Nicha. Rabbi Zeira makes sense, as we'll see in a moment. But Kasha al Rabbi Ba. But there's a problem with Rabbi Ba. His second opinion that he thinks that in the case of Amaktish Nechasiv, everybody agrees it goes Bedek HaBayis. Why? Behema lol mizbeachi. If I'm Maktish my property, so then the animal should be, we have a halacha. If I'm Maktish a tamim animal, it should go to the Mizbeach. So how come he says in this case, when I'm Makdish Nechasiv, why should Yeshua think that I don't have to bring the animals as a carbon? So the Gemara answers, Behema the Mizbeachi. You're right. The Mizbeach does go to the Mizbeach in general. V'lama sasam ha'ishazer, shehu komer lo ye el lebedek abayis. You're right. Normally when I say a case, I'm Makdish my animal stam. So this animal's hekdish. I don't say what it's for. Let's backtrack. The two types of hekdeshos. I can say hekdesh l'mizbeach, or I can say hekdesh l'bedek habayis. Mizbeach means it's a carbon, bedek habayis means it's coming to help fund the maintenance of the property. So if I say stam, this animal stam's hekdesh. I don't say mizbeach, I don't say bedek habayis, I just say stam. So that case, the Gemara is saying here is, it's as if I said l'bedek habayis. Because I could have said, I should have said l'mizbeach. The very fact that I didn't say the Mizbech, I just said this animal is Stam Hekdesh, that's in essence me saying I want it for the Bedek Abayis. And that's the reason why in this case of Makdesh Nechas of Stam, according to Rabbi Ba, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree that the animal will not be a Kedushas Aguf, Kedusha Mizbech, rather it will be only Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Now there's a third opinion of the Machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Lo Shnaya, there's no difference of whether I say Hekdesh Tam or whether I say Hekdesh Edro, that he, Hamakdesh Nechasav, he, Hamakdesh Edro, it's all the same, he Machlokas. They argue the same way. That Rabbi Elazar says in both scenarios, the animals never go directly to the base of Mikdash, the carbon, it's always sold. And Rabbi Shua says that the Zacharim themselves are used as a carbon, whether I was Makdish Nechas of Stam or Makdish as Edro. Marno says that Rabbi Chuna, B'Shem Rav, Rabbi Abohu, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kotchi Bethek Abayis, if I Makdish something for Bethek Abayis, and in that I include some Tumim animals, so the lach is shepodim tmimim. So when they're tamim, I could podim them yatzu l'chulim. So there, in general, there's a part of a larger discussion. But I'm not allowed to, if I have an animal that's tamim, which means that there's no blemish, I am over an asay by being makdish lebedek abayis. I'm over an asay, but it still works. It's bedek abayis. So the lach is even that the animal is still tamim, I'm allowed to redeem the damim, and this animal walks away as a regular chulin animal. That's the din according to this first opinion here. And the Gemara brings a proof for this. If I'm Makdish a Tamim animal as Bedek Abayis, I just have to be Poded, and that's it. And Masnisa Amr Kain, the Mishnah says this as well, that the Vladon V'chalban Mutter Lachar Pidyonam. After you're Poded an animal, that the milk and the any child from the any calves born to this cow, let's say, it's all Mutter. Once you do Pidyon, even though the Pidyon took place while I was Tamim, that's fine. It's a complete redemption. Now the Gemara says that Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Chista Tiftar, he explained shepadim tmimim v'humimu. It's only true I was pulled to the animal while it's still damim, but I can't enjoy it. It's still not chulin yet, not until it gets a mum on it. But until it gets a mum, so it doesn't fully go. It doesn't fully get redeemed. It's aser to do giza v'avoda. I can't shear it. I can't use it for avoda. The milk is aser. The vlad is aser. So I could do a pidyon now while it's tamim, but it doesn't take effect until it actually gets a mum at some point later on. That's according to Rav Chizkiya and Rav Chista. So the Gemara says, a proof for this is Rabbi Yosa, B'Shem Rav Chista, Masnisa Amar Kain, the Brisa says this, because it says, V'ladan V'alchavan Asur L'achar Pidyonam. There's a different Brisa that says, after the pidyon, it's Salaster. But why is it Asur if I already was Podit? It must be because even though you're Podit when it's tamim, it's still Asur until there's a mum. You need to wait for a mum to really get the benefit from the Vlad and the Chalav. So the Gemara now brings a Braisa that argues, an opinion that argues in Rav Chista. Rav Chizkiya, B'Shem Rabbi Yosa, he says differently, and he says, Kad she bedek abayis shepadan tmimim yatsun l'chul. Very clear. The moment I redeem a tamim animal, it goes to chulin right away. I don't need to wait for it to be a balmum. In Tomer, if you're going to tell me l'yatzu l'chulin, maybe if it doesn't have a mum, it really shouldn't go to chulin yet. So heach kachay mizbech chalin kachay bedek abayis. So that really doesn't make much sense here because just 1 second here. Again, if you're going to say that if there's no mum on it yet, and the Kedusha didn't leave it yet, so how then could you use it, these animals, for Olos and Shlamim? Because we're saying, 1 second here. And I think the concern is that if you're going to transfer the Kedusha over, the Kedusha never left from these animals yet. And we say it's still Aser. So the tenth, what we tried to do is as follows. I had these animals which were Tamim. I was Makdish for Bedek Abayis. Now I want to remove the Kedusha. And, no, I'm still not getting it here. Any help in English here? If I could put you on the spot?
You learned in the Mishnah that we can't change from one type of Kedusha to another.
Right.
So we have to say that when unblemished animals are sold by about the gabayas to someone needing them for a korban, they become deconsecrated as a result of their sale. So they can then be consecrated by the buyer as ola or shlomim offerings.
So the point is that, but now if we're saying the Kedusha never left, it still has a Bedek Abayis until the Mum, so how are you able to put a Kedusha's Mizbech on it later on, a Kedusha's go, if it still has the Kedusha remaining from before? So we see from this, it must be that no, once you're poded the animal, even though it's a Tamim, it's Yatzin L'chulin L'gamre, against what Rav Chista said above. Mar now says, you can't really bring a proof from there, because Bali Mumim, by Mumin, which is a Mizbech, Kachem Mizbech Halaleim, that by Mumin is a way of saying that if I make a Tamim animal for Kedushas Bedek Abayis, so that's a Balmum, because I can't really, it's really awesome to do that. I can't really make a Tamim animal Kadosh for Bedek Abayis. So Kachem Mizbech Halaleim, so Laida Mila, so with regard to which halachas, Lagizav Lavoda. So what does this mean? So how is this a disproof now? So Gemara is really saying, really, if the mum didn't fall upon it yet, this the tamim animal doesn't go to chulin yet. I really do need the mum. So how come above we said that we call the bali mumim? Need help in the article here again, if that's okay. This bali mumim part, the rejection of this proof now.
Biblical level, they're indeed unconsecrated. Hence, they may be consecrated anew as olos or shlomim as tapai or mishnah. I think it's making sense to the rabbanon advice.
It's a shaha, I'm not sure.
Kodim mizbeach chol aleim is the rabbanon.
Mm-hmm.
Laid on the law in regard to what? With gizav lavoda, or the shearing work. However, on a deraisa level, they are still not kadosh. So maybe consecrated anew as
olos or shlomim, as taught by our Mishnah. Okay, not entirely sure. Okay, so go weiter and say any other day, which is okay. It comes to the Yushal Mishkalim. Right, let's go weiter now. The Gemara says, Hifrish nekeva leolasa. The person sets aside a nekeva for his ola, ulepischo, or for his pesach, or lashamo, it doesn't work because these animals are ola, pesach, and alshem has to come from a zacha, not from a nekeva. So what happens? So even though it doesn't work as a carbon, that it's still going to have kedusha. Still, it's kedusha's gufas chal on it. I just can't yotze my carbon. And osa tamura. If I do tamura, if I want to transfer kedusha from this animal now, this nekeva, to a different animal, there's enough kedusha there to create tamura to transfer over kedusha. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, he argues and says la ola sa ola osa tamura. He says no, only if I separate a nekeva for an ola. So that ola now has kedusha enough to create tamura, to transfer over to another animal. But when it comes to pisco, vashamo ain't osa tamura. These animals, if I separate a nekeva for Pesach or a nekeva for an asham, that does not have kedusha and cannot generate tamura. And then there's a third opinion, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, he had a different understanding of Rabbi Shimon. Laolaso, lepisco, vashamo ain't osa tamura. He thinks that none of these cases, if I separate a nekeva for any of these three types of karbanos, it doesn't work. There is no kedusha and would not generate tamura. So Gemara is trying to understand what's the machlokas here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, time of the Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason why Rabbi Shimon felt for an ola, nekeva for an ola is chal, but not for pischo v'ashamo? So he says because shekein matzino nekeva ba'of kshera lavo ola. Because we do have an instance, even though typically a nekeva is not used for an ola, there is one example where a nekeva can be used for an ola, and that's when it comes to an oaf, a bird. A bird is kosher for a ola, even if the bird is nekeva. Because when it comes to the halachas of ofos, we don't distinguish between gender in the karbanos of ofos. So we see that an oaf that's a nekeva can be brought for an ola. So therefore, if I separate a behema, even though it's not an oaf, but a behema, since we have precedence of a nekeva being an ola by an oaf, it works also for a behema to be chal, have chal the ola. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan now, time of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. What's the reason why Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda thinks that in none of these three cases, that nekeva is not chal in any of these three cases? That's because im min b'mino, hu chalak alav, kol shekein min b'sheino mino. So as we'll see in a moment, that within the same type, it's not chal. Certainly won't be tachal in different types. So the Gemara is about to tell us what's the min b'mino. So I'll say it outside, then we'll look it inside. if I say an asham, and asham has to be a year old, but I separate one that's 2 years old, it's the same type, an asham to an asham, but different ages, and Rabbi Shimon holds it doesn't, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda holds it doesn't work, even though it's the same min, so certainly if I'm trying to do an akeva to an asham, when there's no shaykhs at all to them, and certainly that will not work either. So look at the Gemara. Eiz min bimino, shu chalak alav. What's the case of the same type, where you confuse two different types, and there's no kedusha that's chal? Kada detani, like the following brisa, if there's an asham ben shana, I owe an asham that's a year old. But instead, vehevi ben shnaim, I bring a one that's 2 years old. So ben shtayim, vehevi ben shalosh. I have a two-year-old asham, but instead I bring a three-year-old asham, which is incorrect. Lo yotza, I'm not chayef, I'm not yotze, I don't fulfill my obligation. So if the same min b'mino, if I made a mistake, it doesn't work. So certainly, min b'sheino mino, a nekeva for an ola, which is two different types of karbanos, because the nekeva doesn't work for an ola, or for a Pesach, or for an asham. So then certainly there, it shouldn't work either for the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Gemara now says, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim Amru Davar Echa. They say the same thing. So Rabbi Shimon, whose opinion that thinks if I separate in a keva for a Pesach, Ashem, or Ola, doesn't work at all, and Rabbi Shua, who holds that if I makdish my property, the Zacharim are brought for Olos, but then the kevas are sold. They say the same thing. But in other words, if I makdish something that's not Roy, then there's no Kedusha that's Chal. That's, in essence, the underlying principle between the two of them. So the Gemara says, Kama derbi kama, just like Rabbi Yeshua Amar nekeva laola lo kitche ela hektish damim. If I attempt to make a nekeva into an ola, that doesn't work. Only a zachar is an ola. So at best, it's just kedushas damim. I owe money. So Cain Rabbi Shimon Amar, Rabbi Shimon says the same thing. If I separate a nekeva laola lo kitche ela hektish damim, same exact thing. So the Gemara says in Tomer, if you're going to say kache kedushas aguf. So Yiru, because if you felt that Rabbi Shimon thought that Kedusha is a guf is chal, so then the Mishnah should have said, you should wait for it to graze until it gets a mum. That's always the indicator that this Kedusha is a guf. The fact that the Gemara didn't say that, instead it says it's osa temura, that tells us that there is no Kedusha's guf in that case. All it tells us is that there's just Kedusha's damim. So Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Ein ani roes divrei Rabbi Shimon, I don't agree to Rabbi Shimon, bepesach, because I think that a Pesach can create tumura. Share why? Share most Pesach bal shlamim. Because the Pesach that if I separate, let's say there's a leftover Pesach, that Pesach transforms into a shlamim, and a shlamim can come from a nekeva. So even though the pasuk says that a carbon Pesach itself is a ben zachar, and I can bring a nekeva, but since in theory a Pesach could transform into a shlamim, and a shlamim can come from a nekeva, that's enough of a correlation that if I separate a nekeva initially for Pesach, there will be kedusha chal in that nekeva. So the Gemara says, Velema suggests maybe that ein ani roe divrei Rabbi Shimon be'asham she'ein mosa asham ba'ola, because you should say the same thing. If an asham, it's possible that if it's a leftover asham, I could bring the asham as an ola, and the just like an ola could come from an akeva, so to an asham has an ashaychas. Again, an asham comes from a zachar. But if the asham is left over, it could transform into an ola. An ola can come from an akeva. So that's also enough of a correlation between an asham and an akeva to allow for the akeva that's separated from an asham, there should be kedusha. That's chal. So the Gemara says, no, there's a fundamental difference between a akeva connection to Pesach and an akeva connection for asham. How so? So Amar Rabbi Avin, im hektish Pesach bashlamim, karv shlamim. If, again, hektish Pesach bashlamim, gufo karv shlamim. The karm Pesach itself will be brought as a shlamim. Im hektish asham ba'ola, ain gufo karv ola. But if I separate an asham, now the asham ends up being extra, I can't bring the actual asham as the ola, I need to wait for it to get a mum, redeem the money, and then that money used for an ola. So that's already an extra two steps, waiting for the mum, and then the redemption, it's never brought actually as a nekeva, and that's why we say a nekeva for an ashram is not enough of a correlation for the nekeva to turn into a kedusha when I separate it for an ashram. Gemara now says, makedon, so what's the reason of the Tanakama? The Tanakama holds, if I do separate it in a nekeva for an asham, there is some level of kedusha, and it can be osa tamura. So what's the reasoning of the Tana Kama? Hahina Amar, his understanding is, hekdesh damim kadosh, that according to the Tana Kama, that there is only hekdesh damim, but hahina Omer, but according to Rebbe, he holds hekdesh guf kadosh. One second here. And therefore what? The Tana Kama holds a monetary sanctity, and therefore that's all you really need. And there is a monetary sanctity on that. Because on the Asham, as opposed to be Rebbe, requires Kedushas Aguf, and that cannot be accomplished with an Ola into an Asham, and therefore it's not Oseh Temur. Let's go a little bit further. Let's do a little bit further, if that's okay. Are we doing time? 9:33, we could still make the Marv. We clearly don't have a minute here. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Lakish, time of the Rishua. What's the reason Rabbi Shua holds that in the Keva, that even the Keva, so you could bring the money, when you sell it, the money is used for Olos? Taber El Aaron, Vel Bono, Vel Kobun, Esel, Vamart, Aleam, Ish, Ish, Mi, Beis, Yisrael, Asher, Krivu, Lashem, Le'ola, that you bring Le'ola, Hakol, Kari, Ve'ola. All types of kachim could always, hektish could always be used to support a carbon ola. Litzon cham tamim zachar. So, but then it says a zachar, only a male. So, minayin shafilo nukevos. How do you know even a female animal can be used, the selling it to be used for an ola? Tamlomer babakar. Rabbo says nukevos, babakar, all types of cattle, bain zachar, bain nukevos. So that's the opinion that a nukeva can be sold off and the money could be used for an ola. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rabbi Elazar, shall he ask the following question? Ksiv Zachar, Atamar. So it says Zachar to exclude Nekeva. V'atamar Babak, the Rabbis of Nekevos. So how could you say Bakar comes to include Nekevos if the Pasuk Mefur says Dafka Zachar? V'tikavase. So he says, wait a second. According to this, Ksiv Tamim, Atamar Babak, the Rabbis Bali Mumim. So similar, if that's the case, if he takes it to reasoning, the Pasuk says Tamim and excludes Baal Mum. So maybe I should say Bakar includes even Baal Mum are good enough. So that word Bakar is kind of knocking out every meat the Pasuk has. Ma Beinan, what's the difference? Why are you willing to include a Nekeva over the word Zachar, and you're not willing to include a Baal Mum overriding the word Tamim? So Rav Amar, Shifta the Kadkada Beinayim. There's a very big difference. You fit a big stick in the difference. There's a huge difference between a Nekeva and a Zachar versus the Baal Mum and a Tamim. The Yushami doesn't explain it, Kedarko. The Yushami oftentimes doesn't explain things. It just says that's what it is, and understand the svar on your own, that a Baal Mum and a Tamim is a much greater difference than a Nekeva and a Zachar. Let's just try to get to the top of the next page. The Gemara now says, Rabbi Elazar Omer Yimachro, you sell it, and that money is used for that type of min. So, so he says now, Rabbi Abo, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, time of the Rabbi Elazar. What's his reasoning? So all the money is used to buy an ola, because everything can be used to fund the olos. That's the halacha. So the Gemara says, ofos. So one would think, maybe even birds. If you have birds, maybe you could sell the birds and use it to buy olos. The Gemara says, dafka bakar. Has to be an animal that can be used to fund the ola, but you can't use ofos. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Bon, Barachia, Havon, Yosivin. They were once sitting down in the base medrash. Amrin, they said, Taman, earlier we said, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Taimad Rabbi Shimon. The reason Rabbi Shimon felt, if I separate a nekeva for an ola, because shekein nekeva shebaof, shere lavo ola. Even though an ola only comes from a zachar, there is some correlation, because ola's oaf can come from a nekeva. Even though in the world of behemoth, you can't use a nekeva for an ola, but in the world of ofos, you can use in a cave for an ola. That's enough of a correlation. So when I separate it in a cave for an animal ola, then it will have a kedusha to create osa temura. So v'cha amar hachin. So what's this point now? And that's the reason of Rabbi Lazar as well, that you could sell the birds, that's a havin at least, that you should be able to sell the birds to use for the ofos. Right? Again, if Rabbi Shimon felt before that the fact that an ola, a nekeva ola, can explain why a nekeva behema can be kadosh. So here above as well. So why is the pasuk say above but bakar v'lo ofos? We should say the fact there's a correlation. Ofos also come from olos. Ofos for olos. You should be able to sell a bird to fund the behema. We have such a correlation between the two of them. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yossi, that Kayamta, Kaha, explained like the following, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, Kol She'enu Yichol Likarev, anything that cannot be brought in Mizbeach, Lohiv Lo Dameha, it itself can be brought, or the redemption, the money can be brought either, Lo Kad She'elek Hektish Damim. So at best, it has Kedushas Damim at best, fine. That Amris Yalas, and you have to agree to me on this. You have to say I'm saying good. Lakrivo einat yachal. You're not able to be makrivit. Dichsiba bakav lo ofos. You definitely can't bring an oaf as this type of a carbon. So liftoso einat yachal shein loaf pidyon. You also can't redeem birds. That's a special din. The Gemara tells us ein pidyon elo lebehema. So the film came. Therefore, tzach memory. You have to say lo kach elo kedushas damim. So at best, these olos have a Kedushas Damim at all, and has no connection to Kedushas Guf. Okay, we'll stop here. Hopefully we got whatever we got, myself included. And